so again, they're very interested in what we were able to accomplish last summer and use that as a model to adapt to the space station.
Because the space station would offer more opportunity, wouldn't it? Because shuttle missions are only up to a week or so, and obviously they're very busy, whereas in the space station they're likely to have more time to interact with children, aren't they?
Well, and when the other thing about the space station is that once it got up there, you'd know what was happening, when was happening. The shuttle missions for us were very taxing at times. In fact, we had the slogan, when you're given lemons, make lemonade. And we were going to fly in April, and we didn't fly until June. So each time we thought we were flying, we'd get the kids ready and get them scheduled to work in the control room, you know, let their parents know what was happening. And then the space shuttle would get delayed, and we'd have to unravel everything that we were doing and then start back up. So it was taxing at best. I finally had thought I had chosen a time to vacation beyond the shuttle experience, and finally I decided just go on vacation and maybe the shuttle would leave, and it did, and I flew from Santa Fe, New Mexico to the Cape in order to catch the shuttle liftoff.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for asking us about our project, and I hope that, I really do hope Australian kids will have a chance to send something aboard the shuttle. In fact, if we ever get to fly again, we'll make sure that some students do send their experiments. That would be fun.
Thank you very much.
Okay.